Hello and welcome to another edition of Tech D&D. Enjoy.
So after your last run-in there at the Forest Prince's castle, you guys make your way back to the tavern, everyone with you.
Did we come up with a name for the Forest Prince?
Oh,
or was he just a Forest Prince?
I thought he was Shia.
Yeah,
he's
Shia.
Oh, Shia.
His name is Shia.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Shia.
You guys knew that.
Prince Shia. I need to have it.
Prince Shia of the Forest.
Yes. this way.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
So you guys escaped the mistress, killed the Forest Prince, and have made your way back to the tavern. You know, a little worse for the wear, but you guys made it. It was a fairly long trip, but all of your comrades also made it back, everyone who was there.
Yay.
So is there anything you guys need to do at the tavern before you decide to go off on your next thing?
Am I healed up?
That's a good question. Are you still
bleeding?
Am
I healed up? Because I was scratched.
Okay, you patch yourself up. You're going to have some nasty scars.
Okay, that's
but,
fine. I like scars. They're cool. let's do that. I accept.
I'll take a drink.
So,
at the bar.
Roll to drink.
You go up to the bar. The bartender, he looks you guys over, your crew, as you come in the door and goes, "What happened to you guys?" Okay, here, on the house. He just slides each of you a mug.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, at the end, after getting a drink, and I am looking through my book a little bit more because I didn't have a chance to actually read all the stuff about the Forest Prince that we just brutally murdered.
Okay. But he was hunting us, though, so it's fine. it's fine.
Well, I'm curious because the reason I say this, because I'm remembering all our other adventures, is that magic supposedly is either going wrong in the kingdom or draining in the kingdom. I'm trying to remember which one.
It's draining,
which means that the Forest Prince supposedly wasn't like this. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what we originally said about him.
You found out that he was cursed.
He was
cursed.
That's what it was.
Yeah, he had cursing.
Which is weird, and his library's time locked, which is even weirder.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if all this magic draining things and the blue people have, maybe there's a connection somewhere in there. So I'm going through the book and see what we come up with.
Okay, so the information that you were able to glean from the book from his blood was that he was a human who was cursed
for about 17 years.
Was there anything else that the book was able to tell you?
He was originally human.
Mm-hmm.
And he was... There's no person who cursed him, but it's the type of curses in there. And what was the other thing? There was another thing.
How'd you get that there was no person who cursed him?
No, there was... It doesn't say who cursed him.
Oh,
it doesn't
yeah.
say who cursed him, but it just says...
Okay.
The type of curse.
Yeah.
And it says that he is married, but it doesn't tell me to whom, because I didn't roll high enough.
Okay.
All right, so you've got all that information in the book, but the book is only able to tell you so much because it seems to be missing a lot of information.
There seems to be something wrong with the book lately.
But we want to find your library.
I say, if you go back to the library, you might be able to find out what's wrong with the book.
True. Maybe they can get the book off my hand.
Now, the question is, do you remember how to get back to the library?
I do remember how to get back to the library.
Are you sure?
Awesome. Yes, because it's southern because it was warm. And it's a pretty straight shot down the Great Road. No? Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
What?
You've never traveled outside the library, have you?
No, because I had to get here.
Until you went on this adventure, you'd never traveled outside the library, had you?
No, I didn't. This was because they kept me pretty close.
And they warped you here.
Shit!
They teleported you basically into the forest not too far from the inn.
I didn't know we could do that. Damn it! Okay.
So, you don't know how to get back to the library, do you?
Does your book know?
Well, the book should know. The book's connected
Hopefully.
To it.
The book is eager to go back to the library.
Okay.
Ask it!
Okay, I'm asking the book.
And because the book is so eager, you don't even have to roll.
Awesome. Let's do this.
The book tells you you need to gather certain items.
Motherfucker. Yes.
The book tells you you need your amulet. I really hope you have the amulet with the sigil of a library on it.
Oh, yeah, that one. Sorry, I was like, wait a minute, what? Yeah.
If you lost that amulet, no, you'd be in screwed. Big trouble.
I would personally be, I think, drummed out of the library.
Your enchanted inkwell.
Okay.
In which you use to write in the book.
Yes.
And a hot pot of tea.
Okay, so I need to go to the bartender. Is it a specific kind of tea?
It says a hot pot of tea.
Hot pot of tea. Then it's oolong. Does that make sense in my head for some reason? So I walk up to the bar, because I've gone to the table, and next to, you're still at the bar, and walk up and say, excuse me, bartender, I'm just wondering if I could get a hot pot of oolong, and one cup, please.
Right, the snooty stuff. Gotcha. He puts on a kettle to boil.
Okay. I'm patiently waiting.
I guess we're all waiting because we are all going to go.
Well, we only ordered one cup, so you guys are going to have to jump in here.
Oh. He brings you the kettle with the cup. Here you go.
Thank you.
Let's do this.
Not so even gonna ask
the book, the book shows you need to put the three items around a circle, draw a triangle between them, and put the book in the middle.
Okay. Is there anything that...
Is there some placement? Does it matter of placement?
Well, the question is...
No?
Do they need to do anything to come with me? Because they haven't... You guys haven't said you want
to
come with me.
I need to go to this library with you. I need to learn some
I have... The only thing I know is that you were thrown in together with us.
Yes.
I don't know much about you at this point.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
So, I need to know why you need to come.
Okay. Well, my village was pretty much decimated when I turned 18. I don't know why, but I was on a quest that morning, and that's where I found my gem. That night, I saw smoke. That's when I found out my entire village was on fire. My family and every friend and family died, and all I saw was a black creature fly through the night. Okay. That is all that's happened to me.
So you're seeking information.
I am seeking information, but I'm also seeking the stones because I'm pretty much not a hunter.
He's looking for the dragon stones.
Yeah, the dragon stones. I'm not a hunter. I'm a scavenger.
Then,
or
then you can come.
I just
because the library is open to all knowledge.
Yay! And so. Since your library, your bookworms, how do you call them?
Bookworms. Yes.
Are dragons. I'm hoping they're connected to the dragons that I'm searching for as well.
Well, we do have the vaults that are locked, and they hold treasures because you know, knowledge doesn't just have to be written on books. So
okay.
I'm sure the great librarian can help you somehow.
I'd be grateful to
you
that.
Can also, you know, check with the archive desk because they're pretty knowledgeable. And I already know what you're looking for.
Yes.
And this symbol isn't showing up in my book, so if you want to come and search for this symbol and see if they're connected anyway.
I need to sort of take a breather moment and distract myself from what I just saw.
Okay.
So I'll go with you.
Cool.
We have a lovely tea room.
I'm definitely here to
help
you guys.
I feel like for every one's adventure that is their main quest, for the auxiliary characters...
Mm-hmm.
They're just filler episodes in a manga episode, like in a TV show.
It kind of is. Kind of filler episodes. And at the same time, because everyone's able to just kind of swap out, it works pretty well that way that, you know, I can help guide and focus people to their quests that they need, and whoever wants to join is all good.
Yeah, so that's what I feel like this one is. It's like the filler side quest that, like, oh, I need to gather my thoughts and figure out what I just saw, and so I'll go on this adventure. And
I
really need to go because I really need to get this book off my
hands. I did want to search the mansion, but
You've been having to take baths by raising your hand above the bathtub.
The book is waterproof, but it still doesn't like to get wet. So yeah, it's kind of one of those things where
one hand out of the shower
and in company has to just pretend like she can never put it down because I really don't want people to know that the book is stuck to my hand because I like to keep my hand where it is. Okay, so in that case. In that case, so I put everything down, well, as much as I can, and draw out our ink and put everything where it needs to be. Take a sip of the tea first, put the tea back. I guess it'll do. Stick the book in the middle. Gentlemen, I was going to say, if you want to hold on, we're going.
Yay.
The book starts glowing. The triangle slowly lights up along the lines. Then the circle glows. Light just radiates out of the circle, and all three of you get sucked in through the circle. You're traveling through
the bartender this... just takes another sip of ale and puts it back down.
Another normal day.
Yeah, he's not particularly phased for some odd reason. This guy's been around and seen a lot.
I'm sure he has.
So you guys are traveling through this light tunnel. It's like you see on most like sci-fi and fantasy. And it's like a wormhole. And you get plopped down into the entrance room of the Great Library.
And instantly I relax a little bit.
That's good. It seems like a safe place.
It is a very safe place.
Good.
Most of the time.
Awesome.
As long as you don't go where you're not supposed to.
Okay.
The book unbinds itself from your hand.
Thank God!
Flies off down the hallway and disappears.
Well, that's not good.
Nah. Okay.
It's going to go find the librarian and report.
No. Okay. Well.
That's not a good thing.
That's cool book.
But right now, the book has flown away and is somewhere in another room. Mm-hmm. You don't know exactly where. It could be, you know, going back on the shelf for now, or it could be, you know, emptying its contents into another book, or who knows what.
Can we search for... Oh, I don't know.
Well, we're in the entrance hall.
Yes.
So...
Are other people allowed in here?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
So the idea of the Great Library is that anybody's allowed to come and seek knowledge from the bookworms. It's the main branch.
Well, the interesting thing is that this being the main branch is located out of space.
Okay. So we're not in time.
We're not in time.
You're in time. There's time here. There's just, it's in a little space bubble. You are no longer on the plane that you live on.
Awesome.
Okay.
It's a little, so, it's skewed, it's dimensionally skewed.
Yeah, okay. So
this way, no one can come and destroy all knowledge.
So maybe we're not allowed in here?
That's not to say you're not allowed, but just going to warn you, if anything bad happens here, if you get kicked out and just like kicked out, there's no way back.
If you dog-ear the pages of any book, they will personally kick you out.
Right. Can I roll a perception check to see what's around?
Sure.
Get some more description of this Mo. Six.
Okay, so this is the entrance way. It's a large area. You look on the ground and you see a similar circle and triangle as what you drew on the table to get here. So this is apparently the landing pad. The entrance hall has a grand staircase ahead of you, and you can see to the left and right and up ahead are many doorways, all of which through you see rows and rows of books.
Do we happen to see a reception desk, or is there anybody... Do we see any of the bookworms?
No, they aren't in this area.
Okay.
Can we go searching for them? Maybe go searching for them.
Head to the tea room.
I have many questions.
Head to the tea room.
Okay. You're going to the tea room, and you know the way because you've lived here all your life. Okay, so you head to the tea room. You find that the tea room actually has a couple of bookworms in it. They are sitting drinking tea. One of them is heating a kettle over a fire.
Okay.
Can we introduce ourselves,
I
guess?
I was going to say, do I know these particular bookworms?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
can we
introduce us?
So I am. I'm going to introduce you.
Okay, so they're sitting there. They look. Oh, Viv's back. Cheerio.
That's all I've got. Which makes me relax just a little bit, because they wouldn't have even said my name if I was in trouble. It just would have been...
That's good.
The journeyman's back. So at least my name is being said, so I haven't screwed up too badly at this point. So I step up and say, and do the traditional greeting, which is, since I'm a human, it's a little awkward because I don't have a tail. So I have to make it up. I have to use my arm instead. So sweep and do the bow. And it's lovely to see you again. I've returned for a little bit of rest and a little bit of information. And my companions, please let me introduce them to you. They are Ragnus and Faeron.
Seeing as they are higher rank than you, they don't return the bow.
Of course they
just kind of nod. And they stop you and say, yes, we've read of them.
Ah, so you've been getting my reports then.
Oh yes, they are quite fascinating.
That's good. Do you have any information that I need to know from those reports?
No.
Oh, fantastic. Have you seen the apprentice head librarian anywhere? I would like to report back in.
Is she not at her post?
Oh. Now the question is, where is her post?
The head librarian should have a desk.
Well, there's the head librarian and the apprentice head librarian.
They should both have desks.
Yes.
Unless she's the apprentice to the head
librarian.
Apprenticeception.
Okay.
Even then, probably have a desk near the head librarian.
We haven't checked there yet. We were going to stop for a cup of tea first. Do you mind if we have one?
Very well. What are you having?
Well, we have a little bit of different... He needs to relax. He needs some clarity. I just need tea that's not brewed wrong.
Chamomile. Darjeeling. Oolong.
Thank you. Oh, thank God. A good cup of tea.
Delicious. Thanks for the cuppa.
Thank you.
Alright, well,
much appreciated.
We're gonna go report in because I have some explaining to do.
Very well.
Do you guys want to come with or stay here?
I do have questions. Who do I ask though?
That'd be a good idea to follow me then.
Okay.
Because they'd be able to point you in the right direction.
Awesome. Then I will follow.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess I'll follow too. I mean,
or else it's just awkwardly staring at the other bookworm drinking your tea.
I'll awkwardly sit there drinking my tea with everyone until you get back. This is delicious chamomile.
You can take your tea with you, too, if you want.
There's more tea if you want to stay.
Oh, thank you. So I'll stay and chit-chat with them.
All right. So off we go. So we go up the staircase at this point, and down the other hallways through doors, you know, marked librarians only. And I'm getting more nervous as I'm going down the hallway because I'm not quite sure how they're going to react. Because that was a really lukewarm reaction from the other bookworms. There was no good, there was no bad, there was just, So I go up and find the right door, knock on the door.
Come in.
Okay, we do the talking.
Yes.
We'll be fine. Enter, same thing, make the bow. It is lovely to see you. You know, I hope you gained lots of knowledge while I've been gone.
Dispense with the formalities.
Hey. So, I'm back for a little bit of information and to make sure that I'm on the right track. And I haven't found anything yet. Because that's my whole quest, is picking for stuff that they're supposed to be sending me out on. And I haven't returned anything to the library yet.
What information do you require?
What the hell am I supposed to be looking for?
You will know when you find it.
Well, that's not very good, because so far my book has, like, tried to eat people. And I've personally stabbed a few people, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And this whole, you know, the whole logical...
Where have you been taking your book?
Places.
I've been reading the reports, and you have not gone to any of the wells of knowledge on that plane.
Yeah, about that. We tried, and then we got sidetracked.
You tried?
I got frozen?
You weren't even near a well of knowledge at that point.
That's true. And I am sorry, I will try better.
There are two major known wells of knowledge, and you haven't visited either of them.
Remind me where those are.
In the Castle Valspar, and at the Bard's College.
Yeah, I haven't been to either of those places yet, but I'll get there, I promise. I promise I will be knowledgeable and not emotional, and get you your information you require.
Good. Now, also, if you find any other wells, you will report them immediately.
Of course. It's not necessarily a well, but it would be a good idea to keep an eye on it. The inn doesn't necessarily have a well of knowledge, but it does have quite a bit of knowledge passing through it. You might want to keep an eye on that.
I see.
But I'm also here not on behalf of myself. Well, I am. I mean, the book got off my hands, so that's great. Other people require some knowledge that you may be able to give.
Yes. How can we help you?
I am searching for dragon stones. And as you are all dragons, I am...
You insult us, sir.
I'm sorry.
Don't call them dragons, they don't like it.
How do I formally speak to them?
Keepers of knowledge. Refer to them as keepers of knowledge.
Keepers of knowledge.
Yes.
Yes. I currently have one dragonstone. And?
May I see it? The worm inspects the dragonstone. Looks it over. Very well. Here. Gives it back to you.
Thank you. My village was destroyed when I turned 18. I don't know why or what destroyed my village, but everything happened when I found the stone. So I'm not sure if you know anything of what happened that night.
The worm goes and takes a book off the shelf as you speak and starts flipping through it.
I'm totally unconcerned that it's taking this long for them to answer. You're getting real worried here.
I am.
Yes, the stone is completely unconnected to the destruction of your village. Puts the book back on the shelf.
Okay. Would you know what these stones are by any chance? I don't even know what it is.
The Dragonstones?
Yes.
Well, that's the Fire Dragonstone. It's a highly concentrated piece of magic. It's a magical artifact. There exists many of these on that plane.
Do you by any chance know where they might be, I don't know, placed? Or?
They're very ancient. They were made many thousands of years ago, and the location of them has not been reported in those many thousands of years. Once they were made, they were then hidden away.
I think I just figured something out about my character. But you have to leave the room first before I ask it. Not this room, but...
No. Well... Fine, you ask your thing. I'll come back. I need more questions.
I'll meet you back at the tea room.
I will go to the tea room.
Feyrod, I just had this vision of him, like, wandering out of the tea room with the cup still, just going and, like, opening random doors and, like, looking at them and then closing them again. just chilling, just wandering around the library, looking at a book or two. Okay, so the library exists out of plane, and the apprentice librarian keeps saying that particular plane, which begs the question, am I from that plane or am I from a different plane?
That's a very good question. You know very well that we very rarely send someone from a plane to that plane to gather information. It helps remove bias.
Okay. So that's why things don't work quite right for me. Got it. Am I allowed to ask yet which plane I'm from?
All will be revealed when the time is right.
That's not helpful at all. All right. Well, is there anything that needs doing here before I return to my companions?
Keep up the good work.
Yes! I mean, thank you.
Now please visit the Wells of Knowledge.
Yes, Master. And I bow again, and I walk out to go find you guys.
We're in the tea room, I'm assuming.
You're in the tea room. Just randomly doing
my sixth cup of chamomile. This is really good. Have you guys tried this?
They collect tea from all the realms.
I can ask for a pouch for you to take back.
Shit, I don't take a pouch.
I walk over to the wall of the tea with the dragon who's making the bookworm who's making the tea. Can I have a pouch for my friend, please? I get one.
Thanks, Carl.
No problem. You're welcome. And I'm a little confused that you've managed to make friends with the tea worm, because that's never happened before.
Okay.
Like he's
what's up?
Like he's a like chill dude.
I would like to go back and ask another question, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. I'm gonna now drink a cup of tea.
You're back.
I'm sorry. I have another question.
Yes.
For you. Do you know what destroyed my village? By any chance? Because I'm not sure what it was. I thought it was a dragon, but I'm not 100% sure. And I would like to know what destroyed my village that night.
And then while he's doing this, I'm like, hey, you know those candles you really liked? We have a whole room of them. And I'm like, come on, let's go check it out. You know, the running back and forth candles.
It was not natural.
Oh.
Was it a creature? Or it was...
We have incomplete records on this. But from the history of your village that we have gleaned, it was not natural.
So, I went on a different adventure. It was in the Forbidden Zone?
Yes.
Apparently there was a war there, but my dragon doesn't even know about this war. Like, the soul that resides in my stone, it doesn't even know about it.
The war happened after the dragons went extinct.
Okay. Do you have any information about this war?
Not in this room.
Okay. Elsewhere, maybe?
You might check with another librarian.
Okay. Would you point me to the correct way, I guess? The right direction?
Check three rooms down, fifth floor, room 797.
Three rooms, fifth floor, 797.
We've come back by this point.
Okay.
And we're like, so we've got like like a thermos of to-go.
To-go tea.
And I'm just like, I really don't want to go to that room. Because we have to go through that hallway. That hallway's... I really don't like... And I'm trying to be not biased, because that is not what the dragons want in this situation. I've been around you guys too much. That hallway doesn't lend itself to staying alive much.
You know very well that this is the war hallway.
That's what I was going for, yeah.
And this being a magical library, books about war are not happy books.
So there are safeguards to get there.
Okay.
Eyes down what's left of my tea, and let's go.
Yeah, I kind of want to know. After going through that forbidden zone, I need to know what's happened there. That was
and
like
I'm,
my first
I'm
quest.
Just still sipping. I take another sip of my tea and I just look at the book around and I'm just like, thanks a lot. Today was going to be so easy. Just come, get some information, get my book on. By the way, have you seen my journal?
Your journal is doing what it needs to do.
Wait, I'm in the other room. I'm not in this room.
We're in the hallway. We're just like talking through the door.
No, I'm still drinking my tea with Carl.
I was here still with him.
Okay.
And I was about to go to the other room and then you said stuff about the war room and I'm like, war room.
As you guys are standing in the hallway, another worm passes by and says, I hear you guys are going to the war room.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes, Giselle, we are.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
Stuff about the Forbidden Zone. There was apparently a war that
too,
I don't know about. And I would like to know.
Viv, is this about that plane that you're on right now?
Yes, it is.
You
These
know that
two
Giselle.
Don't know about
you
these.
Know that Giselle's a war buff.
Okay. And both of you are now very confused looking at me because you
okay.
didn't know that I wasn't from that plane.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily say you're not from that plane. Just that she's asking if that's from the plane.
True.
That
he's looking for some information on the Forbidden Zone War, and he's looking for some information on a village that was destroyed, as well as maybe where those inhabitants have been taken.
The Forbidden Zone War. I don't know of any war called that.
I don't think that was its exact name, but so on the plane I am. On the plane with this particular Valspar, down Southern Tip, beyond. Down the Great Road, beyond Bard College in the mountain range.
The Great Magical War.
Yes.
Okay.
My book says it's restricted and we need to actually go to the section.
Well, there's a good reason that area's restricted, but you're not going to find a lot on that because no one has reported on that plane since the war happened.
Am I the first librarian to go to this plane since then?
You know we're short-staffed.
I know we were short-staffed. I didn't realize we were this short-staffed. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, this makes a little bit more sense. Or, I guess, the first journeyman in a while, because there are librarians there. Because I've already met two of them. In passing. Mm-hmm. All right. But the village records, the destruction of village records are kept there too, right?
Yeah, but the librarians have passed through there. They haven't made it to Valspar.
Okay.
That's why you were sent.
Got it. Great. Okay. So my job just got infinitely harder and more... Okay, I guess we're going to go... But we're going to go see what information there is on this.
I have
things.
Some information for you.
Yes?
When I visited... I went through one of the wreckage, and I found a map of the ships.
Do you still have it?
I do.
The bookworm whips out a book and flips it open to a blank page. May I borrow it?
Yes.
She places it to the page, and it copies itself onto the page, and she hands it back.
That is awesome. Awesome.
Okay.
I hope that's a little help for you, at least.
This will be great. It will fill one page in a blank book.
No, that's fine. That's a start.
You guys look at sarcasm without realizing that they don't do sarcasm.
I'm sorry.
Tell me what I feel.
God.
All right. To the war hallway. Fair warning.
I have a question
bloody.
For you.
Yes.
Okay. So since you understand wars.
Mm-hmm.
Were the Dragonstones used in this war at one point?
In the Great Magical War?
Yes.
There's no record of it. They were lost before the Great Magical War.
Do you know why they were scattered, I guess? Because apparently they were hidden. Is there a reason?
They weren't all created in the same place or at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Why does the stone carry a soul of a dragon?
Because that's the dragon that created it.
Is the being just in it? Is there an actual life creature in it? I'm not sure if I could save it, if it's possible, or if it's supposed to be there locked away. I just want to understand I've held on to it for at least 2 decades. Well,
no. It's the soul of the dragon who created the stone.
Yeah.
There's no living matter to it.
We're still drinking tea.
At this point, I've convinced Arthur, the other bookworm there, to whip out some charcuterie. We have some meats and cheeses and crackers.
You're like totally relaxed at this point.
And
it turns out that one of the dragons was in charge of the tea, the other one's in charge of snacks, and you've made friends with both of them, and they are just like, try this. This is fantastic. This is from this one place over here. They're just like pulling out all the exotic stuff they have, going, you're gonna love this.
I haven't pulled this out in decades.
Oh God.
Arthur and Carl and I are just like hanging out. It's like,
why were the stones made then?
Why were they made? Self-lighting hallways.
What I'm understanding is, it doesn't seem to just work for anybody. And it looks like at some point in time, people did rituals with dragons and for some reason have like dragon DNA or blood running through them. And I feel like the stone only reacts to dragons, but I'm not sure. It doesn't activate to anybody else but me so far.
You don't seem to have a lot of information about the stone you use.
I do not. And that's why I'm trying to seek information.
Can I see your stone? So, Giselle, right?
Giselle
looks at the stone and turns it over in her hand and presses it between her palms and kind of meditates on it. And hands it back to you and says, the dragon whose soul is in that stone ruled over the area in which your village was for many hundreds of years. And towards the end of its life, it transferred its soul into that stone to try and grant itself some form of immortality. When it died, that stone transferred some of its power into the peoples of the land. And that is what you sensed from those people. It's not dragon DNA. It's a little bit of a dragon soul in each of them.
I've joined you guys by this time, by the way.
The other dragon stones, while the same, are very different from that one. That one being fire and the fire dragon that created it. There will be other fire stones, but there are also water stones and ice stones and earth stones from the different dragons.
And that's what I see, but it doesn't seem like anybody knows locations of any of them.
That's because they weren't recorded. Mm-hmm. Any dragon who made themselves into a stone would have kept it secret or else have been stolen away.
So not even one. You don't know the location of at least one.
There's the possibility that anyone with elemental powers like that could have in their possession a stone, but we don't know for certain.
Do you know of any of these elemental people? Maybe I could speak to them.
A lot of our information on your realm is incomplete because, as I said, no one has reported on your realm consistently for many thousands of years.
Well,
you would be best to search the libraries of your own world.
Well of knowledge. Woo! That's what you hear from down the hallway.
That's good.
Do
you need more wine?
In a second.
Yeah.
So, by this point, I'm sitting with you guys. I'm slightly confused how you've managed to make such good friends with the Tea Room Dragons. Because personally, they tend to be a bit crotchety. They're also very interested, by the way, of the armor you're wearing, because we haven't seen it in a while. And so
Well, they haven't seen that at all.
Yeah. So they're kind of also, as they're like feeding you tea, they're also poking you.
There you go.
Like, wow, this is cool.
Where'd you get enchanted armor?
Enchanted armor? What? Carl, what?
I put my teacup down.
It's got symbols on it. Must be enchanted, right?
Do you know about these symbols? Do you have any information on these?
No, we just figured most armor that has symbols on it's either enchanted or owned by some great and powerful master.
Well, these are just the symbols of my village. I've seen them all my life. I know nothing of their...
Carl puts his palm on one of the symbols. You're right, not enchanted.
Getting my hopes up, Carl.
Sorry. It's just, you know, we normally see that kind of stuff, and it's enchanted. But then he sits down with a book and says, so tell me about your village.
We're just the average woodland elf village. You know, we had farms, we were very simple. It was ages ago, since I've last
He
been
stops
there.
Writing, sets the book and quill down, but the quill just keeps writing everything you say.
Yeah, that is great.
What did we agree on? Over 20 years?
20 years ago, yeah.
Over 20 years ago, my wife, who was with child, was kidnapped from our village during a raid in the middle of the night. And I've spent the last 20 years searching and hunting for any sort of clues to where I could find her. And the closest I got was that the raiders had sold a woman who looked like she was with child, I guess, to a castle in the woods.
Oh my gosh, this is the forest prince from the book. Oh, this is fantastic.
I casually put my teacup down. Do you guys know, do they know how much I report back? Or are they kind of blissfully unaware of the fact that I...
They know you write in your book. I don't know if they know that, like, reports back to the library.
And I'm just kind of, like, keeping my head down, like...
Oh my gosh, that was such a cool story.
The story?
Yeah.
I get another cup of tea.
You guys know what happened?
Oh, we read all about your adventure there. It was so cool.
Head turns to Viv.
Viv's just keeping her head down, just kind of drinking her tea. Yeah. Trying to look anywhere but you.
You've been spying on us? I'm not even committed to that.
I was about to say, are you mad or are you...
So is this what that book did? Is this all... Because we noticed that that book was very animated. Is this what that book does?
Yes. It gives me information and... Maybe sort of reports everything that we do back to this library.
I am so chill from this chamomile that I'm
And I'm realizing this too. I'm realizing there's an ulterior motive for them feeding you this much chamomile tea. And I'm like, kind of looking at them like, thank God. Yeah! Well, this is my job. I mean, I haven't really told you guys, but I'm a librarian. I collect stories and information and feed it back to the library.
So then why haven't you said anything about my symbols?
You guys are kind of like our favorite action heroes right now.
Oh, that's cool.
I haven't said anything because I haven't found any information on them yet, and I didn't want to get your hopes up. So, I mean, we can go check the records here.
All right, let's go.
We gotta get down that stupid hallway, though.
I still would like to go to the war room.
We have to get down the war room hallway to get to this room.
Let's do this, then. Let's stop there first.
By the way, it has your favorite thing, self-lighting lights. These just happen to be
Carl,
torches.
Carl, Arthur, have you seen these lights?
Seen them? We made them.
What? Oh, they're my favorite. We're your favorite action heroes. You're my favorite candle maker.
Wait, they made the lamps in the Forest Prince Castle? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they made the ones in the library.
In the library, okay.
Oh, God. Yay, that might be
pizza.
And pause.